Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 111 for Thursday, October 20th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $2 to $4 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The November contract was up $3.90 at $508 a ton. Spillover support from Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and a positive technical bias propped up the market in early activity. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was another bullish feature. However, losses in U.S. soy oil markets added pressure to canola. Ideas that favorable weather will lend itself to harvest progress in Western Canada also limited gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat declined. Soybeans were up 2 cents to down 2 cents with the November contract at $9.83 a bushel. Strong export sales underpinned the soybean market on Thursday. Sales in the week ending October 13th beat out analyst expectations and were up 42% from the previous week and 30% from the previous four-week average. However, ideas that the Brazilian real will decline due to interest rate cuts in the country, which would spur producer selling, limited the upside. Weakness in the Malaysian palm oil market and nearby soy oil market also limited advances. Corn prices were down 2 to 3 cents in early activity with the December contract at $3.54 a bushel. Weakness in the crude oil market pressured corn on Thursday. Lower crude oil prices reduced the likelihood that processors will blend corn into ethanol, which is bearish. Gains in the U.S. dollar added to the declines. However, mostly favorable export sales reported by the USDA limited losses. Sales in the week ending October 13th were up 17% from the previous week, but down 8% from the previous four-week average. For wheat, prices were down 2 to 3 cents per bushel with the Chicago December contract at $4.16 a bushel. Wheat declined with spillover weakness from corn and advances in the U.S. dollar. However, export sales were higher than analysts had expected, which limited losses. Sales were up 5% from the previous week and 3% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.